RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Song 2, where we take inspiration from the iconic Blur smash hit, Song 2. Yep, the title gives it away a bit, doesn't it? We argue here that the second song on any album is always the best or most important. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're talking about Breathe by Pink Floyd. Now, The Dark Side of the Moon doesn't need an introduction, but let's give it one anyway. Released in 1973, come at me, IRS, it was the band's eighth studio album and the one that took them from underground cult favourites to global superstardom. Before that, Floyd had spent the late 60s experimenting with long, psychedelic jams and, yeah, a fair bit of chemical inspiration, which earned them a loyal following, but not exactly mass appeal. Dark Side changed that completely. Recorded at Abbey Road Studios, it marked a turning point for the band. They wanted to make something more grounded, an album about everyday life, with each track focusing on a different theme: time, work, money, madness, death. Somehow they turned all that into one of the most influential records ever made. The second track, Breathe, is where the album really starts to take shape. Written by Roger Waters, David Gilmour, and Richard Wright, it pretty much sums up the whole thing. The lyrics are calm and reflective, almost like advice, telling you to breathe in the air and not get trapped chasing goals that don't actually matter. It's simple and comforting. Musically, Breathe nails that mood. Gilmour's smooth guitar tone and Wright's organ make it feel slow and vaguely hypnotic. It flows straight out of the short intro track, Speak to Me, and drifts perfectly into On the Run. It's the glue that holds those early moments of the record together. When the album came out, the success was massive, way beyond what anyone expected. The Dark Side of the Moon spent over 14 years on the Billboard Top 200 chart and has sold more than 45 million copies worldwide. It's one of the best-selling albums ever made, and Breathe became one of the band's most recognizable songs, often used to open their live shows. And of course, there's the cover art, that prism and rainbow design by Storm Torgerson and Aubrey Powell. You can picture it instantly. Even people who've never listened to Pink Floyd, and there's only about three of them, know that cover. It's still printed on t-shirts everywhere some 50 years later. Breathe never charted as a single, however, but its legacy is huge. You know it's been covered, it has been sampled, and it has been used in documentaries and adverts. Musicians across all genres still pull ideas from it and claim them as their own. So while The Dark Side of the Moon is remembered for its big moments, Breathe is what gives it depth. It's the moment the album exhales. Do you get it now?
Look around, choose your own ground. How you live, how you fly, smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. All you touch and all you see.
That's all for this week's Song 2. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, and drop us a rating and a review, because it does actually help in the chart things that I then take to my bosses and say, see? This episode was researched and written by Florence Keogh, voiced and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for RTL Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
Balanced on the biggest wave.